Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi there, this is Stars Cast. I'm here with Stars Maya, and our discussion, our topic today is going to be on dream interpretation. And we all know that we have dreams, some that upset us, some that make us feel oh so good. And I believe, and I'll get Stars Maya's take on it, that all the dreams mean something in some way. It's for you to decide how to interpret them. But today we're going to go on some things, dreams that I've had, dreams that she's had. And so what do you think, Stars Maya?
I agree, Stars Cast. Yes, I believe that dreams do mean something. And, you know, occasionally people will say, well, I don't dream. Well, they do dream. They just don't necessarily remember their dreams. And the only disclaimer, so to speak, that I'd like to throw out there is there are some medications that people take, psychotropic drugs and some sleep drugs, some anti-anxiety drugs. Now, those can interfere with our dreams, and so we need for people listening to keep that in mind, that sometimes they can alter or shift our dreams. But in general, yes, I believe that dreams have a significant purpose in our life and that they can help us, they can guide us. And I believe that we have there's basically three general types of dreams. And then sometimes we just dream, you know, it's just a part of, you know, like we daydream during the day. Dreams are just part of what occurs. And we generally dream during our REM sleep, which is our rapid eye movement sleep. And that's scientifically proven, by the way, that we do dream and that our dreams are vivid. And as you pointed out, for a lot of people, dreams can be repetitive. They can be, I know you, I'm anxious to hear because you mentioned that you had a dream that you wanted to share. And you're really excited and anxious to hear about that. But dreams can be very unsettling. Some of them can fill us with wonder and awe. But we also have that darker side, which crosses the line into nightmares, where we can be unsettled for days from a dream. So, you know, seeking out an expert's help is a great way to help for someone to get a professional look at, like any of the experts at Star Psychic, to get some help and guidance by interpreting that dream by using their special knowledge, symbolism, etc. So let's hear from you, Stars Cast. I'm anxious to hear about this dream. And if you feel that it falls into any specific category, or go ahead and share that with us.
Well, I think, Stars Maya, it is precognitive. First of all, it was a beautiful dream, and I've only had it come once. I mean, I know sometimes people get the same dream over and over and over again, but I was in my vehicle. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. I was parked. The window was down. I was in the driver's side, and I looked out my window. My arm was out, you know, and I looked towards the front of the vehicle, and I saw this raggedy old man, like a beggar, coming towards me. And I thought, oh, good, what is this, right? And so I looked down at his feet, and he didn't have shoes on, and his clothing was like that in biblical times. It was a very long kind of garment, beige in color. There was a rope around his waist. He had this long hair that he looked, I mean, in our time, it should have been cut, right?
Right.
So I looked at him. Now, he never spoke to me. He did it all mentally, you know. It was all via thought. And telepathic. And he touched my hand, and I got from him, everything is going to be just fine. Well, he must have felt that I didn't believe who he was. I mean, I had a thought, well, maybe this is Jesus. Oh, this is somebody.
Right.
You know, I knew that. And it's not from my time. And I guess he didn't think I believed him. So at that moment, I looked back behind my vehicle, like, you know, out the window, and here I see all the apostles walking up single file. And I looked back at him.
Oh, wow.
And he said telepathically to me, "Now do you believe me?" And I've always felt, I've always remembered that. I mean, I've had things come to me, wake me up, visitations. I've had that. Most of us have. Some of us don't even recognize it or not, they don't get awake to it. But that dream just basically told me that it's going to be fine. Whatever my path is, whatever I'm doing, it's going to be fine. But I had no clue until I saw those apostles, and I knew right away, like a light bulb went on in my, like, oh my gosh, I've got Jesus here. I mean, I have goosebumps telling you this, and I do. And I don't tell that many people about it, but I know people, once they hear this, they're going to say, you know what? I had a dream similar to that. Because you think you're really just dreaming, quote unquote. You don't think that this is, I believe dreams serve a purpose. That was a purpose for me. And I wasn't really going through a difficult time. This was quite a few years ago, but it was so reassuring. And I try to remember that in hard times for myself. I always remember, and I can see him. And you know, also, Stars Maya, I've always felt, and I've been regressed, I've always that I was with him when he walked the earth. Not anybody super important. You know, I mean, I wasn't, you know, Mary or Mary Magdalene or him, but I was there. And I was there to try to stop what was happening. And when I think about it, I feel that I wasn't supposed to, as we know, you weren't supposed, he died for us. And he just
right.
didn't want me because, I mean, you've known me well. I mean, I'll defend anything. I mean, that I believe in, I will be at your side. I will defend. I will, it's probably, I don't even know if I was there. Maybe it was a good thing that I wasn't there because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I would have gathered the multitudes of people to try to stop
sure.
it. But I've always felt that I was with him. And I do talk to him daily because I feel that he came to me. There was a big reason for it. And so maybe it's just for his guidance and of course, his love beyond, you know, that anybody could love you like God. And but we all have our own beliefs. But, yeah, that was an important dream. That's probably the most significant one I've ever had, Stars Maya.
Okay, so that is very beautiful. And anyone that's listened to myself on Blog Talk or has been a client of mine knows that I share your beliefs that I am very strongly I'm a very strong Christian. I am open to all beliefs. You don't have to be a Christian to receive services, but it means very much to me, and I share your emotion, and I can, I felt very emotional as you were sharing this dream because it is, I do feel that it's a special dream. I don't feel that just the average person. And so now going back, that dream was significant, not only that evening or the time that you had it, but you're kind of seeing that as a precognitive dream in the sense that that reassurance is something that when you do, you know, you're a human being, we all are, so we hit, you know, bumps in the road, we hit rocky times, we all deal with, you know, losses and, you know, financial issues. So whenever you are in a low point in your life personally, this dream kind of comes back up and reassures you. Would that be true to say that?
That is. Sometimes I really don't think of it. I mean, you know, I just kind of deal with whatever the issue is going on. But I do have this strength, and in some of the darkest times that I had, you know, and you know because of my husband, I would find myself sitting on the bathroom floor and being just so upset. And then all of a sudden, I could almost see the bottom of his robe, mm-hmm. and I would be picked up. I'm lifted back up again, and okay, let's take a step forward here now. That's enough. And so I think, and you know what I do with stars and all the work that I do, and I really feel I've been blessed with all of that. That was given to me. That was not, I didn't just all of a sudden wake up and say, oh, well, I think I'll do a website. But with Jesus like that, I think he comes to me periodically. I mean, I don't see him. You know, he doesn't visit me, you know, while I'm away. But I really think he's there for me. And I've had some really dark moments, and I could see, like, the bottom of his robe. And I've told other people about that. And I'm back to normal, Stars Maya. I mean, it's like, oh, what was that all about? Why did I get upset? No need to get upset. It'll be fine. And so, you know, yeah, I think it's to reassure me for the remainder years that I have on Earth, that I, if I can continue to remember that he's always with me, well, he's with everybody, of course, but I mean, that has significance for me, precognitive. It's helped me along the road. It's helped me more than once, actually.
So you've continued, since that dream, you've continued to have moments where you didn't perhaps physically see him as you did in the original dream, but you felt his presence and you got that glimpse of his robe, which was just, you know, I would say a validation. And you worded it perfectly, just letting you know that no matter what, I'm here and picking you back up, you know, not literally, but emotionally and spiritually picking you back up and getting you back into a better place. And I think it's wonderful that you've given credit to Jesus and God for the blessing of the sight. We know how much hard work we all know, any of us, anyone that knows you knows how much heart and soul, time, energy, money, I'm sure, that you've put into the sight. But how refreshing to see that you are able to share that and, you know, give that glory to the essence of our God and his son and the sacrifices made. And I believe that you probably were involved in some way with him at that time, in the biblical time when he did walk the earth, when he did literally walk the earth. Yes, I believe. And that connection, as we know with past lives, that connection had stayed, because I don't feel that everyone, even believers, even devout believers, have that such a great opportunity. So what an amazing experience and what an amazing dream. I mean, that's
yeah, I you know, it's just, that's why dreams are important. But I know a lot of people have like nightmares. I mean, they wake up and they're petrified or whatever, but I want people to know that you can have something very beautiful come to you like that, and that you will remember it. You know, most of our dreams, I mean, we'll remember bits and pieces, but most of our dreams we don't really remember the whole thing. But I remember it as if it happened today, outside when I was in a vehicle. I really see it. And I think that it was supposed to come to me like that. And yes, I do get glimpses. And I think because of the work that I do and all that are around me, I think it gives me the inner strength that I really need, because it's a, as you know, it's a tough field. However, I have a lot of inner strength and I really think Jesus helps me. I really do. And so have you had any precognitive dreams or dreams that stand out, Stars Maya?
Well, yes, I have. And I tend to believe, and I'll start off by letting you know that, you know, I believe that the main source of dreams falls into three categories, and that's precognitive, which I think yours falls into in maybe a little bit of a non-literal way, but precognitive dreams, where we dream about an event, and where it can be confusing to clients is that it can often be symbolic. For example, we can have a precognitive dream that we see a loved one or family member dying, but it actually is just going to be the loss or separation of the relationship. Nonetheless, it's still a precognitive dream, or we dream of flooding, and 2 weeks later, our toilet overflows and floods our house. And then I believe that we have past life dreams that we often dream, and I feel those can be some of the most unsettling because we don't fully understand, and they bring up a lot of emotions that are displaced in this life, because in this life we may still be working through lessons or karma, but, you know, they feel out of place, so they can be very disturbing. So I feel past life dreams tend to be more on the nightmare side and more on the upsetting and unsettling, and then problem solving. And that's the dream that I'm going to share. And I had this dream off and on for, probably 7 years, and I'm just going to briefly talk about it. I've always been very close with my relationship with God and Jesus. In fact, actually, I am the preacher's daughter. My father was a Baptist minister. We lost him. He passed away in an auto accident when I was about 8 and a half. So he was very accepting. I had gifts even then, and he saw those in a good way, which was good because I was never made to feel ashamed of what I experienced. I was always not really encouraged, but I was just accepted, I guess. And I had moved away from belonging to any type of religious organization. I was a very spiritual person. I was doing spiritual work. I gave all my credit to God. I felt very close to God, but I was not raising my youngest son in a church or in a religious setting. And I continued to have a dream of it would always be a house, and the house would always be cluttered, and it would be like, you know, like a regular residence. And sometimes the house would look different, but there would always be a lot of leftover items. It was like, you know, I needed to clean out or fix this house, but I was at a loss where to begin. There would always be, you know, furniture and clothes and just the feeling of overwhelming and the feeling that there was some significance with needing to make this house mine. That was always the emotion of the dream, was always that somehow I needed to make this house mine. I needed to unify with this house and unify my family. And there would always be strangers that would come in that were very disruptive in the dream. They were disruptive to me personally, which I'm a very outgoing person, so that kind of goes against my nature. So this dream repeated itself. Sometimes I would have it 3 and 4 times a week, and I would be very shaken, and I did actually seek some advice on how to interpret it, because sometimes it's hard to interpret our own dreams, and I just couldn't unlock the key. And my family and I started about a year or so ago. We found a local church, and the minute we walked through the doors, we felt very much at home. And it was about the 3rd or 4th time that our family attended this church that a light bulb went off in my head. And I dreamt within a few nights of about our 3rd or 4th time, I dreamt of this. The dream started out the same, except everything was in order. There were no leftover items. I was unified with the home. The family was unified. There were no strangers, you know, coming between myself and my family. I raised dogs, and even my dogs were in this dream, both the unsettling part. So I see that was a problem-solving dream. I was needing to connect on a higher level with my religion, and until I was able to get it, which obviously I was a little dense with that because it seriously, it was probably at least a 5-year period that I would have the dream. Sometimes I would go a couple weeks and not have it. And once my family and I united with this church, we were all baptized. I had been baptized years ago, but my husband and youngest son had not been. Like I said, I dreamed one last dream, and it was everything started out the same, except the house was sparkling and clean. There was no need for order. There was no need. There was no interruptions. So to me, I felt that was one of the most significant dreams I had, because I was, and I feel a lot of clients experience this. They experience, you know, these repetitive or these reoccurring dreams, and it's because there's some problem or issue that is not being resolved in their life. And until they understand what needs to be resolved or face it, they are going to continue to have the reoccurring dream. And those can also be disturbing and upsetting. I don't feel that they're quite as emotional as, for example, a past life dream, but that's my biggest experience. You know, I've had past life dreams, I've had precog dreams, but that problem solving, I was so glad, and now I can go to sleep at night and I don't have to worry, because I would get to a point prior to all this where before going to sleep I would be like, please don't let me have this dream again, because I just could not figure it out. I know
in my profession, you would assume that I would have been easily able to sit down and say, okay. But, you know, we have to understand that dreams, your dream was a very vivid, lucid, it was, you know, it was not quite as symbolic as what some of us experience. So yours was pretty, you know, clear. There was a lot of clarity in your dream. You know, you saw the apostles, so you knew that, you know, this was a validation, that this was Jesus that you were seeing. And in my case, it was the opposite. It was all these weird symbols. And, you know, generally in dream interpretation, the house, dreaming of a home or a house usually represents our soul, our spiritual being. Now, I'm not sure what your take on that is, StarsCast. What's your feeling on that, on some of these more general symbols that, you know, equate with specific meanings? Do you follow that trend, or do you believe that it's all very, very individual and unique?
Well, I think it's individual, but, like, if you have an issue about a home, obviously that's your foundation. That is almost like you. And so I think it just depends upon what's surrounding it. I don't remember all of my dreams. You know, that's not necessary. But if you, before you go to sleep, you want to solve something and you say, well, you know, I don't know what to do about this situation. I need some guidance or something. And you happen to get even a tiny, tiny answer in your dream. And when you wake up, you say, okay, I got it. I know what I'm supposed to do. Well, you know, that's an individual thing, I think. Although, Sarah Maya, if you dream of certain things, like, say, if you dream of a telephone ringing or a letter or something like that, that's news. That's something is being announced to you. That's my take on it. You can get all kinds of, you know, dream dictionaries and all, you know, interpretations. I mean, there are thousands of them out there. I have a few myself, and they're so, I think you just need to go with what that symbol represents to you. Now, maybe to you, a telephone ringing just means, oh, gosh, you know, somebody's going to be bothering me about something. But maybe to me it's good news. You see what I'm saying? So I think sure. I think it's very much on an individual thing, or if you're expecting to hear from someone, or if you're, you know, you're going to go on this really nice trip and you wake up and you get this, just, you have to get this right feeling. And you and I have it, and a lot of, you know, most readers have it because they develop it, but you have to believe with your heart and soul what things mean and what you're doing, and obviously we're on the right track. But yeah, I think it's individual. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you really said it very well, and that's why I'm a little outside the box on the, you know, psychological view. Now, I have an education in psychology, and I think that it can be very helpful for me in the work that I do. However, to me, I feel that the psychological view, like going back to Freud and, you know, some of the, you know, the very first psychologists, psychiatrists, I feel that their view is very much too general. They want to box everyone in. To me, I would, the analogy I would use is that, you know, there's the sun signs, which we can all find some characteristic, but really what we need, instead of just looking at our sun sign, we need to have our natal chart completely done, because that tells that unique individual. You know, for example, you and I are both Sagittarians. Yes, we have a few things in common, but we have major differences because of our transits. I'm not an astrologer, so, you know, I know that my words may not be expressing myself and using the correct terminology, but if that makes sense to you, I do agree. And that's why I feel so important for clients that are experiencing dreams or have a dream that is unsettling or have a reoccurring dream, or especially a frightening dream like one, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of clients that come to me and the dream that they have is their spouse or their partner or whatever, their romantic partner is cheating on them. And they, obviously, that's an upsetting dream. usually that's not literal. Usually that's very symbolic. And, for example, it just shows that there may be some trust issues or lack of communication. So, yes, I agree with you. Each person has to take their dream and look at the symbols within the dream and then maybe seek out some help if they're struggling, especially like you said. I thought that was great that you suggested that before going to sleep, saying, I'm struggling with this problem, you know, I'm asking tonight that, you know, my guides or the angels or universe, creator, whatever words you want to use, help me during my sleep to resolve this issue or give me some direction. And be sure to have pen and paper by your bedside, because usually if we're awakened by a dream or when we wake up in the morning, that's the most likely time we can remember the most details. So if we jot things down right away, usually dreams kind of fade. You know, it's almost like when you have surgery, they give you anesthesia so that you don't feel anything, but they also give you that memory blocker so that you don't remember, you know, even though you were awake when they moved you from the regular bed onto the operating table, you were awake and you moved over, you don't remember that. So, you know, it's good to have pen and paper. So
exactly.
And I think we kind of agree on, you know, on the themes of dreams and how they, I mean, I find dreams fascinating, and I'm fascinated by other people's dreams. I'm fascinated by my own dreams, and I'm always trying to, you know, figure out and work. And so what would you maybe suggest to clients that are experiencing dreams that are unsettling or repetitive, reoccurring, that they feel unsure of?
Well, if you can't interpret them yourself, then obviously you should go to somebody who has the experience, and I have many on staff at starpsychics.com that can do that. I know yourself and quite a few others. I mean, I don't want to pick anybody out, but you just really have to read the profiles. However, I think if you write it down, and even walk away from it and go about your day or whatever and then come back to it, something's going to pop up at you. And you have to realize that just because you go to sleep and say, I need this problem, I need help with it, doesn't mean you're going to get the answer in the morning. It may take a few times. And not everybody gets the same dream all the time. I don't think I do. I don't recall. Now, I don't even recall my dream last night. I don't know. So I don't know. But I do know that we dream in technicolor. We dream in color. I know from what my dream was, and that's something, too. People say, well, do you dream in black and white? I guess you can. You could. But my dreams are always in color, like the dream that I had. It was a magnificent day. I was like in a field. I was in a beautiful place. And so I think, you know, you can solve your problems, but if you need help, like if you have something that's really troubling you and you can't seem to get the answer, you probably did get the answer, but you can't interpret it yourself. So that's when I would seek outside help. And ask, well, you know, I'm getting this dream. What do you think? Because somebody else's take on something, and it's like getting a reading. It's somebody else's take who's on the outside, who's not close to it, who can really kind of dissect it, if you will, and say, well, did you ever think about it that it really means this? You probably didn't even think of it. And that will take you into the right direction, I feel. That's what I think, and I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yes, I think you worded that awesome, StarsCast. I agree 100%. And I know from experience, you know, that you have many, many experts. I'm certainly, and you're certainly not the only ones by any stretch that are, you know, well-versed and capable of dream interpretation. So I certainly don't want to come across that way. But I know that my personal experience with clients, I've done so many dream interpretations, and I cannot tell you the feeling, the weight that has been lifted off that client, because when they came to me shaken and they were making assumptions about what this dream meant, and after I was able to analyze using, you know, just my experience in doing this and relying on my guides to show me what symbols, you know, what everything meant, most of my clients felt such a huge relief. They felt a great sense of understanding, and regardless of what category it fell into, the bottom line is they felt so much better.
Two stars, Maya. You can take that feeling on with you maybe even a week later. You will remember that feeling that you had. I do things on feeling. I do things from within myself. That's how I run my business. That's what I'm about. And I think, like, if you have this beautiful dream and you're going through a difficult time, I think it's going to make you be able to get through that difficult time if you have something. But not everybody has a dream like I had or a dream like you. I would be curious to see how many really have dreams that are very similar. I'm sure Jesus has come to many. Maybe you didn't even know it. I was supposed to know, and that's great for me. That was the greatest thing for me, and I'm sure, like all the dreams that you have, Stars Maya, it's the same thing. You know what? We've come to the end of our time here. I have really enjoyed this. I couldn't believe the time that it went by. I mean, it went so fast, don't you think?
We may have to do another series because we've just flown by, and there's so much more to talk about. And, you know, perhaps even we could, I'll leave that to you, but perhaps even we could invite callers to call in with some of their dreams. You know, I know we're limited on time, so that's something that you'll have to decide, but that would be a fascinating show if we could get some callers to call in and we could help them with their dreams. But it's been such a pleasure. You're a beautiful, wonderful person, and I thank you for sharing your time with me today. I enjoyed our topic, and I look forward, as always, to our time on Blog Talk. And so thank you so much for having me, StarsCast.
And thank you for joining me. Bye-bye. I just realized that we're through with our dream interpretation tonight. How awesome. I have with us tonight, I'm so busy talking to everybody who's calling in. That's what I do. We have tonight Stars Maya and Stars Morning Star with us, both that are on my site as regulars, of course, at starpsychics.com. They're here to, now Stars Maya would be happy to answer a dream, give you a dream interpretation. It would not be an in-depth one. If you want something in-depth with her, you would have to go to the site and get a reading with her. And Stars Morning Star, she channels. They both channel, as a matter of fact. They do not use any tools. So we're going to go with the first one, and the first one is going to be Cindy. Let me grab Cindy here. Hi, Cindy. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
what
I didn't realize
subject.
The show was over. I was so busy blabbering away here. Hold on. Let me get a hold of Stars Maya. Stars Maya, you have Cindy live on the air.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cindy. You
Hi
can
there.
Ask your question.
Now, this is a relationship question, but I just want to be very brief and very quick, and I want to tell you that I've had a recurring dream for 24 years, and I've just resolved it.
Oh,
very
interesting. That's wonderful, Cindy. Okay, I'm glad with us.
Yeah, it wasn't on a regular basis, but it was always the same dream, and it involved the death of after my husband died. It was very interesting, and I kept thinking, why does he keep coming back, and then in the dream he doesn't recognize me, and he abandons me again? And then, you know, I had somebody interpret the dream, and it just, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, he kept wanting me to move on with my life, and I felt I was moving on. You know, he kept saying, okay, time to let go. And I kept thinking, well, I'm moving on, but, you know, apparently not because he kept coming.
Right. Well, and thank you for sharing that with all our listeners because that's a fantastic example of how a dream for years and can remain unresolved because it's very difficult to interpret for ourselves. And when you sought help, you got it, and now you're at peace. And you're no longer haunted by this reoccurring dream. So what a wonderful
right.
happy ending for you, Cindy. And I do wish you the best on moving forward. And what was your question for me this evening?
Well, I want you to tell me if someone's coming into my life, a permanent person, another love of my life.
Yes, and that kind of ties in with the dream, your husband pushing you. You know, he wants you to know that, you know, it was his time, and actually I feel like his spirit is coming, you know, forward with us. And, you know, no matter the circumstances of his death, he's letting us know that he knew, he chose that, and he's okay with that. And it's and what I'm getting from him is, and you probably got some of this in your interpretation, is that he's saying that in order to honor what we had together, there's only one way, Cindy, for you to honor that love. And you know what that is?
What?
Love again.
Move on. I'm
love
sorry?
Again. Love again. And
I agree.
Okay. And I feel like you're pretty healthy and you're ready. I think you were a little reclusive and a little a little resistant to new situations that did involve the possibility of male friends and romance. So I would suggest that you do anything and everything to meet people. And I'd like to see you, you know, my guides are showing me that you need to approach this first and foremost is making friends. So even maybe always with safety in mind, of course, maybe even something online, networking, meeting for coffee, something that's safe, because you need to get a feel for the outside world again. You need to go slowly. But what I'm being shown is if you do your work and you continue, your energy feels great. I want you to know that you have very, very good energy, and it's very pleasurable to speak with you. What I'm being shown is 2014 is going to be the year that you are going to meet a life partner, and you know, there's going to be some dating and some relationships in between. I'm not getting any heartbreak for you, so you don't have to worry about being involved with somebody that's going to break your heart or set you back. That's not going to happen. It's just not going to be a full click. It's not, you know, you're going to meet some people. There's going to be some dating. There's going to be some relationships, but it's just you're going to know in your heart this just isn't quite what you're ready to spend the rest of your life with or who. And 2014, right. I feel it's going to be probably, I don't like to be a stickler with time frames because I feel that limits us as people. But I'm feeling April to be a very significant month, and that shows me that the potential is extremely high for April of 2014 for you to meet a life partner. I am seeing to me a marriage. I'm getting commitment. I'm getting paperwork. I feel like there's going to be a commitment, and I feel like that's going to be it for life for you. So good news for you, Cindy. You've conquered your dream. You are moving forward. You just have to push yourself that little extra, get out there, and love is definitely waiting for you. And, in fact, I actually feel the person that you're going to meet is also a widower. I feel like there's going to be a good understanding of what death can do to one another, but you're both going to come together without any, you know, comparisons or, you know, there's not going to be any competitiveness with the wife or the husband, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes, that's great. Yes.
Okay, so I'm very happy for you. I think that you've come a long way, and I really feel like the next 8 months are going to be tremendous months for you with lots and lots of opportunities and fun, Cindy. Write that real big on your refrigerator.
Yes, yay.
I'm going to have fun.
Terrific.
Okay, well, God bless you, and thank you so much for your call.
Oh, I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Cindy. Come back and see us. And, you know, you can go to Stars at C-A-R-Z, psychics.com, and, you know, get a more in-depth reading with Stars Maya or any one of the readers that I have. I think I probably have 148, which is not super huge, but I interview all of them personally, and they're awesome. And I'm so happy for you also. Fun. Remember that now.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome to continue listening to the show if you like also.
I will.
Thank you, Stars Maya. I'm going to get our next caller, and I'm going to connect Stars Morningstar, okay, if you'll hold on. Stars Morningstar, you ready for our next caller?
I sure am.
Okay, I'm going to connect you with Mary Lou. Mary Lou, you're all set. You're with Stars Morningstar. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Oh, I just like the last caller. I wanted to ask what I love.
We're kind of got a bad connection there, Mary Lou. Could you please repeat that for me?
I also wanted to ask about.
No, I didn't. I'm so sorry. This is, I don't know where this is coming in, but it's breaking up in between words. I mean, like, but, like.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Mary Lou, move in your house. If you're on a cell phone, you might want to move around a little bit. Sometimes it's just that, you know?
I'm on Skype, and I'm a few inches from the base of the router. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I won't interrupt. Go ahead. Go ahead, Morningstar.
Go ahead. Ask me your question. I'll try to do the best that I can for listening here.
I wanted to ask about my love life.
Oh, your love life. Okay. Let's see. Where are we after all that confusion? Okay. Okay. I feel like are you looking for someone? You're looking for someone to come into your life?
That would be nice. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we're still connected here. That's what I wanted to make sure of. I feel that really in the next about the two months, I want you to just kind of meditate, and I want you to kind of communicate with your angels who are around you all the time. And I want you to be definitely specific in things that you like about somebody that you would like to be with. I want you physical descriptions. I want, emotional values, you know, everything like that. Because that's what they're saying here. And I feel like it's coming in and it'll be there. You are ready. And you're going to feel really happy. And then within the next two months, I believe he looks like a water. He feels like a water sign to me. And he's coming in. But the angels are asking you to be very specific on hair color, eye color, features, and things like that. And, you know, this person seems to be somebody that is very positive, very optimistic. They're looking for a long-term relationship. That's right. That's something that you are looking for as well. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of happy times within that. Okay, the more specific you are with your angels, the more accomplished that you're going to get in your goal figure, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm feeling that, you know, this will be in, and I feel that there may be some standstills at times, but, you know, in this relationship, it's kind of like you're going to be the magician. You're going to be able to manifest things that you want, things that you like, go places that you would, you know, like to go see, vacations, whatever you would like to do. You're also going to come up with some brilliant inspirations and ideas within those characteristics of exploration. I also feel that, you know, there's creative solutions to any involvement that goes on around you, and you have the strength to do what it is that you would like. It seems to be like it's going to be an end of a difficult situation for you, something that you can embrace. You can expect things to get better now. You know, I feel like there's gifts of love, time, effort, money, some opportunity for you, some balance. So, you know, I'm wishing you the best of love and light with this. I really feel very confident in this, that this will happen.
Does this feel like someone new?
Yes, I'm feeling like this is someone new.
Okay.
All right. I don't know, but he's kind of, you know, if I had to describe physical characteristics, I feel that he's kind of on the tall side. He's not overweight, but he's not like a youthful thin either, okay? And I feel like he has like a little bit of like blondish hair and maybe some green eyes, okay?
Okay.
So this is how I'm figuring. But you're the control panel here on this. But you know, be specific with your angels.
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Come back and see us. And as always, go to starpsychics.com for an in-depth reading. There's lots of readers, or you can choose Stars Morning Star for something more in-depth. This is kind of a short, you know, kind of thing that we do here. So if you would really like more, you really need to go to the site. But so happy that you joined us tonight, and have a good evening, okay? You can welcome to stick around and listen to the rest of the show. We've got about another 15 minutes or so, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Stars Morning Star. I've got another caller here that I will give to Stars Maya, if you will just hold on. Stars Maya, I've got another caller here. Her name is Patricia. Let me connect you with her. Patricia, you're all set with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Maya. My name's Patricia, and I just have a question for you. It could be a dream question. I have been contacted. I don't know if it's a dream or a vision or what it is, but there's a spirit I don't recognize. The voice, I've been hearing it. I recognize it because I've been hearing it. It's a male voice that just says my name, and they tell me, you know, just little things here and there. But today, as I took a nap, I heard a female voice. So somebody's calling out my name, and I would like to know who they are. Are they spirits, angels, or guides, or people? Does that make sense?
Yes, Patricia, it sure does, and that's a wonderful question that you have. And the first thing I want to ask you is that when you hear the male voice you're familiar with, because you've heard it before, but if I'm understanding you correctly, the female voice is something that's a new experience for you during these visions, or that whatever you want to interpret that as, these
yes.
Normal experiences. Let's just leave it at paranormal experiences. The female voice is new. Now, do you have any... Is there any part of your energy that feels uncomfortable, invaded?
No.
At all?
I love their voice. In fact, I look forward to hearing them call my name. They're so beautiful.
Okay. Well, I feel that the male voice, I feel, is someone, I feel they're both of the angelic realm, and that encompasses, you know, a
Hello?
Pretty wide field there. The mm-hmm. male, I someone that is connected to you in some type of family way. So I feel like it's a deceased person. And keep in mind, even if you didn't know this person in the physical life, that connection still stays strong. So it means it could be a grandfather that you hadn't met. Although to me, it feels the male that I'm picking up, the male energy, I feel like it's more closer in age to you. So can you think of a cousin, a nephew even, someone that's closer in age to you that passed away on either side of the family, even if you never actually met that person?
I have a huge family, and I do have a lot of people on the other side, relatives, males. But for some reason, I just don't get that. This being, whatever it is telling me beautiful things. I mean, almost kind of romantic in a way. So that kind, in my mind, I didn't think that it would be a family member telling me things like that.
Right. That wouldn't make sense now. Because you're telling me that you're enjoying this experience, and now the female has come. This is what I'm getting. I'm getting that the female is coming in to balance out this relationship. Although our connection, obviously I do this for a living, so I enjoy my connection with the spiritual realm and with the paranormal and so on. But one thing that we do have to be a little bit careful of is we have to make sure that we stay very well grounded because it's easy for spiritual entities and beings to try to, you know, initiate a relationship that can be romantic, and it can almost feel, you know, that we're almost having a intimate relationship with this being. And that, it, does it feel like that to you with the male?
Not sexual, but what I mean is like very, very, I don't know how to explain it, romantic in the way that this being is very, is looking out for me, but is very close to me, and he even promised that he was going to come around me. Well, he told me that when I was free, when I'm free, I will come. Just tells me little snippets, things like that, that makes me look forward. And I'm just wondering if somebody, if the spirit realm is working with me. So
oh,
that's
yes.
why I was asking. To get me ready for something, I don't know.
Right, right. The spirit realm is definitely working with you. You're very open to spirituality, and you have no fear at all of this. So this
right.
shows me you definitely are open. And, you know, this could very well be a life partner or a soulmate.
That's what I was thinking, a twin soul. But I wanted to ask you. So I don't know if my twin soul's on the other side.
Well, that would make sense. So if I got this as, you know, someone that was closer to your age, but I felt the my guide showed me there was some kind of family connection, your life before could have been, you know, perhaps not romantic, or it never got to that stage, but it's certainly going there. And so this male spirit that you're feeling is just letting you know that, you know, I'm here, I'm still around, I haven't forgotten about you. Just because I crossed over or we're in this new life, I'm coming back. And, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people believe that, you know, there's universes that can coexist. So sometimes, you know, our beliefs are subjective. It's subjective to what we believe. But I feel that you should go with it and enjoy it, but be sure and get out and get involved with people so that this male spirit, if this is someone that is preparing you to meet you in this life, in this person, that you don't miss out on that opportunity. So enjoy it, but be sure and get out. And a female, you know, to me, it feels more just like a regular guide or an angel, and what her job, I feel, is balancing you and keeping you from being, you know, all I can do is share my information, right or wrong. My job to do is to share what my guides give me. And what they give me is the female is good energy, but what her job is to make sure, I always say we have to remember sometimes we have not wings. So I feel her job is to balance out for you so that, Patricia, you can enjoy these experiences, but you don't become so enmeshed in them that you allow this connection with this male spirit to overtake the physical world and a relationship that's waiting for you there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It gives a lot of clarification. So I do thank you. And a butterfly just flew by, so that's my confirmation.
That's your valid. Well, God bless you, and please be sure to visit us, and you can have, we can go further into this if you like, or you can visit many of the experts at Star Psychics. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you for your call, Patricia.
Thank you. I will look up your website. Thank you, Maya. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Patricia. Come back and see us, and we enjoyed having you on, and oh, it sounds really wonderful what you're experiencing.
Thank you.
You know, Stars Maya and Stars Morningstar and all the ones at the site, you know, we all, usually we have some kind of experiences with that realm. Maybe not like yours, but we all have little things. And it really is a wonderful thing. But like she said, you have to make sure that you get out and amongst people And don't just hope to fall asleep so that you can hear your voices again or doze off and think that's your relationship, because I believe there's more coming for you. So it's awesome. And do go visit the site at starpsychics.com. And thank you again for calling.
Thank you, ma'am. I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, my ladies, we don't have any more callers, but I see a lot of people in the room tonight, and we still have one caller listening in, and that's an awesome thing, but I want to thank you both. It's almost time. We do have 5 minutes. Anything you'd like to share with people that are listening or might be listening, you know, because it is all recorded, and anybody can listen to it down the road, so... Morningstar, what did you think about our last call? It was pretty cool, huh?
Yes, that is. That was wonderful. There's a lot of inspiration, a lot of enlightenment in that call.
Yeah, I agree. And Maya, you did a fine job, of course, handling it. I think, Stars Maya, you have to be careful with things like that, don't you? You have to make sure that you understand exactly what these entities might be. Is that correct?
Right, and I think that probably the listeners could tell my hesitation to be celebratory and say, oh, that's so wonderful and awesome. And it's because I do belong to a paranormal group, and a lot of the supernatural and the paranormal, and I have found that on occasion people can develop a relationship with the spiritual entity that has a romantic, it may not be cool, but sometimes it can move in that direction. And so source.
We're losing you a little bit.
And I don't know why, because I'm sitting in the same place.
Yeah, it could be the connection with Skype, not with Skype, with Blog Talk, you know. Sometimes it's just, we have to always remember it's called technology, and things kind of get a little wacky sometimes. I know that for a fact.
So I think it's beautiful that she's having these experiences, but I never like to see humans relying on spiritual connections without really developing human connections, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. I think Morningstar would agree. You have to... I think there were some movies out, weren't there, with some of this, that The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, wasn't that a movie that he was actually a ghost, and she had a relationship with this ghost, and you can't forget where you are, that you are on Earth, but it's kind of nice, you know. Do you ever get anything like that, Morningstar?
Oh, yes, I have a very strong guide around me that's quite handsome, and I would love to follow him, but I can't follow him. I can't follow him across the bridge, you know. I can't. There's a lot of things that I cannot do with him. Though he's here and, you know, very, very much around me, I can't allow. I'm very much in a physical state. I have got to have communication with real people, you know, living beings that are on this earth and around me at the same time, to be able to move forward in a direction that I am meant to walk, you know. So, yes, very much so.
Exactly, and I'm clairaudient, but I can't say, okay, answer my question, and I'm going to get the answer. I will hear a phone ring, but my phone isn't ringing. And, you know, my husband passed away, and he called my name. I heard him, but that's the only time. And mine mostly comes, like, in the dream state or something like that. I just think it's really kind of nice when you have that experience while you're wide awake and all of that, which I don't usually have. I'm too busy doing what I'm doing, I guess. Can you imagine if I did all of you do, I probably would be like cuckoo because I couldn't devote enough time for one thing or another. And I always think, oh, gee, I wish I could do that. But then I think to myself, you know, I think we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And I'm so glad the two of you came tonight, Stars Maya, Stars Morning Star. We have still people in the chat room right now. I offered, you know, I asked them to call in, but sometimes they like to just chat with the readers that are there. And I'm going to remind everybody that it will not be too much longer. We will actually have audio in our chat modules, which will mean that all you have to do is have a microphone. The client needs a microphone, and the reader will need a microphone, or expert, as we call them, and you'll be able to converse and get your reading that way. It's going to be very, very unique, very special, and I don't believe any other site like we are has it, and it took over a year to develop it. It's not a simple thing. And then I'm going to tell you we're going to have a membership that I'm going to incorporate. And, oh, my gosh, I've got so many ideas that my webmaster calls and says, oh, no, don't tell me more ideas or whatever. And yeah, but both of you know me. I'm just full of ideas and creativity, and I love what I do, and I love both of you, and I love everybody in the room. I see Stars Roxy. I see Stars Priestess Candy. I see Stars Joshua sitting in there. It's wonderful, and all the guests that we have that come faithfully to come and listen. And, yes, I love The Ghost, and this is Muir, Roxy. It was a great movie. But, anyways, thanks, everybody, for coming tonight. Next week we'll have another great topic. Stars Maya and I will continue with our dream interpretation, and then we will also do the next sun sign, Stars JC and I, on Taurus, and that's going to be unique, some of you Taurians out there. So everybody have a great evening. Thank you, Stars Maya. Thank you, Stars Morning Star. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.